This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. The nature of this dunya that we live in is that it is like a cycle. And so it was only a short while back. It feels as if it was only yesterday that we were bidding farewell to another Ramadan. And here we are, ready to welcome another month of Ramadan. And so time is moving quickly. Our time is moving quickly, and your timer that was set on the day in which you were in the womb of your mother, it is quickly ticking down. But the thing is that you don't know how much more time you have left, nor can you do anything to change it, even if you knew how much time you had left. And so, once your time comes, that's it. It's over with. And so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to live in this life for a purpose. And He told us what that purpose is, and He told us the end result of those who fulfill their purpose in this life and those who fail to do so. But unfortunately, most of us, we become distracted. We become distracted from fulfilling that purpose. We go off course. We start to live a life of ghafla, a life of heedlessness, a life of negligence, forgetting about why we're here, forgetting about our duty to Allah, and forgetting about how temporary this life is, and forgetting about where we are headed to for our eventual and eternal life. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy and out of His kindness towards us, He has given us opportunities and times to snap out of that heedlessness, to snap out of that state of ghafla. And one of those times is the month of Ramadan. One of those times is the month of Ramadan, a time to reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after a period of becoming distanced from Him, a time to recharge our iman, a time to soften our hardened hearts, and a time to compete with one another in good and in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, since this is what the month of Ramadan is all about, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy for us to achieve these goals. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the month of Ramadan had arrived, he turned to his companions and he said, "Atakum, أتاكم رمضان شهر مبارك. Ramadan has come to you, a blessed month. فرض الله عليكم صيامه تفتح فيه أبواب السماء وتغلق فيه أبواب الجحيم. He said, this is the month in which Allah has made fasting mandatory upon you, and He has opened up the gates of Jannah, and He has closed and locked the gates of the hellfire. وَتُغَلُّ فِيهِ مَرَدَةُ الشَّيَاطِينِ لِلَّهِ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. He said, and the devils, the shayateen, the rebellious and main big devils, they become locked up, they become chained. And Allah has one night in this month, which is better than 1,000 months of worship. And then He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, مَنْ حُرِمَ خَيْرَهَا فَقَدْ حُرِمْ. Whoever is deprived of its good, then he has truly been deprived. The one who has been deprived of the good of this month, the virtues of this month, the rewards of this month, then he truly has been deprived. Ibn Rajab, commenting on this hadith, he says, how is it that the believer, he is not given the glad tidings of the gates of Jannah opening? How is it that the sinner is not given the glad tidings of the gates of the hellfire being closed? How is it that the intelligent one is not given the glad tidings of the time when the devils are chained up? From where does this time resemble any other time? And so this is an opportunity that we cannot miss. This is a time and a chance that we cannot miss, especially when we reflect over the fact that there were those who were with us a year ago, those who were with us last Ramadan, but they are no longer with us today. Did they expect that that would have been their last Ramadan in this life? If they didn't expect it, then why do we live in delusion, thinking that we have not just one more Ramadan after this, but many, many years ahead of us? And that's why Ibn Rajab, he says, many who hoped to fast this month were deceived by their hopes, only to find themselves engulfed by the darkness of the grave. How many have anticipated a day that they could not complete and hoped for a tomorrow that they could not reach? If only you could see the approach of death and its journey, you would detest, you would dislike hope and its delusions. And so these are the false hopes of shaitan that he whispers to us. He tells us that you have a long life to live ahead of you, so take it easy. There's no point in striving hard to fix your state of affairs with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continue to live your life as you are, and then a time will come in your old age, in your retirement years, when you have nothing else to do, then you could devote yourself to Allah. These are the false hopes that shaitan, he plants in our hearts. And so as long as we make it, remember that there are still 2 or 3 days to go. And even now, none of us can guarantee ourselves that we will make it. But if we happen to make it, then let us remember one thing, that is a huge blessing of Allah. That is a huge blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so if it is a blessing of Allah, then we need to take advantage of it. There were two men in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who had embraced Islam. One of them went on to fight in jihad and he was killed. He was martyred fi sabilillah. And the other, he went on to live another year, but he died a normal death. One of the companions, Talha ibn Ubaidillah radiyallahu anhu, he sees the two in a dream. And he's surprised to see what he to find what he sees. He saw that the one who died later on is entering into Jannah before the Shaheed. And we all know the virtues of the martyr, the Shaheed who dies fi sabilillah, how Allah honors him. So he wondered, how is this possible? He came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the next morning and told him of his dream. And look at what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. He said to him, أَلَيْسَ قَدْ صَامَ بَعْدَهُ رَمَضَانَ وَصَلَّى سِتَّةَ آلَافَ وَكَمْ رَكْعَةَ. He said, did this man not fast another Ramadan after him? Did he not pray some 6,000 rak'ahs after him, which is equivalent to about the amount of salahs for a year? And so the point is that this man lived and he witnessed another Ramadan to show you how mighty and how great and how virtuous this month is. It is a time to take advantage of and not a time to waste. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وإخوانه وخلانه ومن سار على نهجه واقتفى آثاره إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله حق التقوى وراقبوه في السر والنجوى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. My dear brothers and sisters, when it comes to the month of Ramadan, there are generally three groups of Muslims among us. The first group are those who look forward to this month. They prepare for it. They wait for it anxiously because they know what it's worth. They value it. And they know that this month will only last a few days. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. A limited number of days. They're going to come and they're going to go. They don't want to be from among those who these days come, and that's it. They don't take advantage of it, and they quickly go by. The second group are those who treat Ramadan like any other time of the year. The only difference is that they're staying away from food and drink, and perhaps they don't even know why. For many, it's an opportunity to lose some weight. And so for these people, Ramadan is like no other time of the year, is like any other time of the year. And they don't treat it as being special. They don't look forward for extra ibadah to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third group are those who do not look forward to this month. In fact, they look at it as a burden on them. Here they're going to have to stay away from their pleasures, from their food and drink, and their other pleasures that they're so attached to. And so these people wish that the month of Ramadan doesn't even come. And so let us ask ourselves, which of these three groups do we belong to? We need to do some serious self-reflection. There's a reason why the Prophet ﷺ would mention the virtues of this month before the month would begin. It wasn't just like that without any reason. It was to make us understand how valuable this month is, how special it is, so that we are motivated. Before the month even begins, we are motivated, and then we look forward to it, and we prepare ourselves for it. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, إِذَا كَانَتْ أَوَّلَ لَيْلَةٍ مِّن رَمَضَانِ صُفِّدَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَمَرَدَتِ الْجِنِّ وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابَ النَّارِ فَلَمْ يُفْتَحْ مِنْهَا بَابٍ. He says that on the first night of Ramadan, on the very first night of Ramadan, the big shayateen are chained up, and the evil jinn, and the gates of hellfire are locked up so that not a single gate remains open. And then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَنَادَى مُنَادٍ يَا بَاغِيَ الْخَيْرِ أَقْبِلْ وَيَا بَاغِيَ الشَّرِّ أَقْصِرْ. And then a caller calls out on that first night of Ramadan and says, O doer of good, step forward. O seeker of good, the one who wants to do good, now is your time, step forward. And O doer of evil, O seeker of evil, now is the time to stop. Now is the time to give up your life of sin. And so the most deprived of people who are those who receive the month of Ramadan with acts of disobedience to Allah, when everyone else is receiving the month of Ramadan with acts of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the most disadvantaged of people are not those who lose out on a bargain in the markets of the dunya, but the most disadvantaged of people are those who miss out and they lose in the market of the akhirah. The market in which anyone who makes even the smallest of sales, he gains huge profit. But profit that he will not see in this dunya, profit that is waiting for him in the akhirah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, رغم أنف رغم أنف رجل ذكرت عنده فلم يصلي علي. May he be humiliated, the one who I am mentioned, and so he doesn't send salah upon me. When the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned, we're supposed to say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes a dua against those who, when his name is mentioned, they don't bother to send salah upon him. And then he said, وَرَغْمَ أَنْفَ رَجُلٍ وَرَغْمَ أَنْفَ رَجُلٍ دَخَلَ عَلَيْهِ رَمَضَانٍ ثُمَّنْ سَلَخْ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُغْفَرَ لَهُ. May he be humiliated, the one who Ramadan comes and it goes, sins forgiven, without him having his sins forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling me and you in this month of Ramadan. He's calling us to snap out of our state of heedlessness, to snap out of our life of sin, and turn to him in repentance, to seek his forgiveness, to change our lives around. Our goal this Ramadan should be one and one only, and that is to enter this month and then leave it, to depart from this month in the same state in which we came out of the wombs of our mothers, sinless. This is an opportunity that we cannot miss. We have to treat this Ramadan like no other. We have to treat it as if it is our last. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from among those who reach this month and from among those who take advantage of it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq and the ability to do that which pleases him subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله.
على نبيكم محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم جل في علاه، فقال تعالى قولا كريما: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد، وارض اللهم عن خلفائه الأربعة وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين، وعنا معهم برحمتك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين، اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعلى عدوهم، اللهم عليك بالصهاينة المعتدين، اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر، اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك، اللهم أرنا فيهم يوما أسودا، اللهم أرنا هزيمتهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم فرق جمعهم وشتت شملهم، اللهم أحصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تترك منهم أحدا. اللهم انتقم لأهل غزة، اللهم انتقم لهم، اللهم انتقم لهم يا جبار، يا جبار السماوات والأرض. اللهم تقبل شهداءهم، وداوي جرحاهم، واشف مرضاهم، وفك أسراهم، وفك الحصار عنهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.